Welcome to the White Rabbit Podcast, where we talk about WebXR, that's VR and AR on the web. My name is Jonathan, one of the founders of White Rabbit.
Hi, my name is Florian. I'm the other founder of White Rabbit and a WebXR game developer.
And my name is Darius, intern and WebXR developer at White Rabbit.
So we're going to talk about a new topic today, which is going to be Mozilla Hubs. And I'm sure a lot of listeners have already heard about it and checked it out. And what I wanted to talk to you guys about is what your experience with Mozilla Hubs was. If you could describe Mozilla Hubs in little short terms. And what's your experience with it, Darius? Tell us about it.
Well, it's a place built for the web. It's a web VR application where you can meet other people. It's built by Mozilla, obviously, and you can load models and play with them, or videos or PDF files, and you can exchange ideas. It's a great space for meeting people in VR, actually, and it's very easy to access. So you just get a code and then you can enter the private room and you meet your friends or other people.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to applications like
Facebook Spaces,
Rec Room or something, where you can, like Facebook Spaces, where you meet other people and you can move around, you can customize your avatar, you can customize the environment you're in, you can place objects from Google Poly, which we had talked about in a previous podcast, and you can do many, many things. And one of the ways I've experienced it personally was seeing the ExoKit M3 meetup. Mm-hmm. Which is definitely something interesting. You guys should check it out. And Jonathan actually gave a talk last year on the podcast about a topic he will tell you now about.
Yeah, so the M3 is the Metaverse Makers Meetup, which is basically a couple of web VR interested people joining together to do talks, exchange ideas in Mozilla Hubs. So I specifically gave a talk at kind of like, I think, 5 months ago or something in September or so, about Construct Arcade and things, just like challenges that web VR developers were facing at that time and actually still facing now. So if you want to look at it, it's on YouTube. You'll find it through the ExoKit channel there. It was pretty interesting experience. I remember rehearsing the talk together with you and just being like in this room, like you can have different scenes in Mozilla Hubs in which you can meet up. And we were in this room with this ventilator. What do you say? It's like a, it's a ventilator, right?
And a roof ventilator.
Yeah, like on the ceiling, and it was just turning, and I just kept being distracted by it. It was surprisingly hard to concentrate properly in VR, but I think that was also like connected to like some performance issue I was having. It's pretty cool because you can like load all these images and videos in to like assist your talk. So it was kind of a fun experience, especially exchanging, doing the question and answer later on, like just having a group of, I don't know, what, 10 people or 15 people listening to the talk in VR, all scattered all over the place. Was pretty nice. But ExoKit M3 isn't the only types of meetup. I think, Darius, you joined last time at the meetup that we did with Wonderleap, right?
Yeah, we did a meetup with Wonderleap and a few other guys, I think.
Exactly, it's an open meetup for everybody.
Yeah, it's an open WebXR meetup, and we met on Mozilla Hubs, and it was quite fun. We talked about lots of web VR stuff, and
Just generally what those people were building, the projects that we're currently working on.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you experience that?
Pretty interesting to see.
Sure.
So it was pretty cool to see these people who want to build this web VR machine together meet up and talk about the ideas. And we're also having a new one in 10 days on the 20th of January 2020. So if you have time, you might want to join us. For that, you should go to the Discord of Wonderleap and join the Discord server, and you will find a link relatively fresh on the 20th. for the Hubs channel, and you should also join the discussion on Discord anyway on Wonderleap, which is going to be which is pretty interesting sometimes to see what kind of ideas people have.
Yeah, so Wonderleap has a Discord channel where a Discord server which is just meant for all of WebVR. It's not specifically Wonderleap, but it's hosted by Wonderleap, and that's why it's called Wonderleap. So if you want to join there, I'll put the link into the description as well. The podcast will air on the 12th, according to plan. So it'll be 8 days from now when you listen to this, hopefully. Yeah. January 20th, 2020, just in case you're listening to this in 2021 or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. How did you perceive the Wonderleap meetup as opposed to the M3 meetup?
It was a lot more casual than the M3 meetup, because the M3 meetup is basically a presentation that people give who have expertise, and they talk about a topic of their choosing and discuss it with... at the end, not discuss, but answer questions from the community and from the people who are listening. And that's also recorded and then put on YouTube for other people to watch. And I thought the Wonderleap meetup was a lot more of a, hey, let's talk about this. Let's discuss what we do. Let's get to know each other. Let's...
Yeah, it was like a friendly get-together somehow. Yeah,
exactly. And we actually took selfies at the end, so... It was definitely a get together from like people from all around the world. So we had someone from India, someone from Portugal, we're from Germany,
Canada,
and Wonderleap is from Canada. So we had a really international guest joining us. So that's pretty good.
All right, let's end the episode here. Thanks for listening, guys, and see you again.
All right, bye.